you had a 10-minute talk, so that would be 1,200 words. It should be a 10-minute. Let me take that as a case in point. Don't do anything with it. Let me hit them back. I'm cutting it down to 12. Getting one memorable phrase in it somewhere and establishing what the headline
one
is.
One line. Establish the headline. Make it come. I feel better.
This is a prime case in point, though. We can't do this one without you working on it, then there's no hope. That's why the
is
absolutely not worth your spending time trying to edit the speech on.
Well, I want them to read through and tell me what they think the lead is.
Yeah.
That's it. See, let them think through. What is the I should not read. 10 minutes is the absolute optimum.
That's right.
I mean, that's why I'm not sure that I want to give them this.
I think we ought to make it 1,000 words, not 1,200. We ought to, there isn't that. They're going through a whole day of reading all year after as a thing, so you get a shot on television against international drug trafficking.
I'm not trying to move these people.
hits a roll or enemy number one or pull out water.
Well, he's got total war in there. I think we've used that before, but I don't, therefore, I don't. I'm not sure that the total war thing is the best connotation at this time. I mean, yeah. See, I've used that. I'd like for them. Spot off as the editor. You've got to have an editor who says, now what the hell's the lead here? You agree? Not just an editor who thinks Ray is very good on the fields of whether this subject is bad or something like that. That's what we're talking about. Judgment. You've got to have the editor who says, not them. There's no lead here. Gas along too long, and so you lose it all. You lose it, don't you? Yeah, so you come in, and say the President of the United States, you say, ladies and gentlemen, I'd welcome you all to Washington. This is a very important conference.
Especially some of this. These are our employees that you're trying to fire up, in fact. People were telling me to get to work.
Oh, shit. Very important. ever seen her do it. You go through that Walmart situation.
Ever.
And I won't do it. So why do I get up there and read it? By any way you could say it.
Right. What it'll do is take a 1 or 2 day bounce on positive news on our side. At a time when they'll be banking on, and these are positive things at a stratospheric low, where we're being banked at a sub basement level. And the contrast can't help but be good. And to be able to lob one of these out once a week is a hell of a lot better than not to be able to.
Yep.
And there's nothing he can lob out. There's no way a government can come out with anything positive. It's coming up.
It's aligning pretty well to set now.
might be able to keep things here for the most of you, right in the neighbor's skin.
Yeah.
And then go up there and say they're all black side.
It's kind of funny.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
And so why don't you just have, you've got the communication from the Secret Service.
Yes, sir.
Oh, and I find it up around 2 o'clock, and they can all go right up to, go up there from here. I mean, it's there.
From there, they can just go right to the neighbor's skin.
Right.
We don't get them, whatever they love.
Yes.
Yes.
I'll be up.
Oh, you have a meeting?
Yeah. But they,
okay.
The point they make is.
You think it,
but the people who saw it, it had to be pretty telling, because it was one guy after another, independent. And then this guy Barker, he turned it, you know, they said, why won't you tell who the people are behind this and all? And he turned it the other way and said, you know, I don't see myself in the role of an informer. And then he turned it, he's worried about the communist conspiracy.
It's a good lie. I can hurt these bastards if they get a little of that out.
Well, it sure as hell got out on TV last night.
But that's NBC or any other networks?
NBC and ABC. CBS had a little of it, but not in the, they didn't have this devastating series of interviews. They had Barker.
But they sound very believable, the two of them. The killer's dead.
Oh, yeah. Totally believable. See, I think they really believe it.
Why would they?
That was their motivation.
Why?
They're afraid of McGovern. They're afraid he'll sell out to the communists, which he will.
Sure. No, I think the other thing, and I was McGovern's lawyer did too.
Our lawyer.
Yeah, Ron Black, sorry. Our lawyer. Barker's lawyer. Gives him off the shit off.
Yeah.
There's a good.
But he explains it. See, they get kind of tangled up, and he explains what they mean. But it's clear what they mean when they say it too. And then, you know, it's like Manoa. They have that kind of intensity. On the accent, they're worried, sincere, emotional, and they're not talking. That's no slick cover up. There's no way anybody who sees them thinks that it is. And Barker, or whoever it was, the guy that had the Times interview, made that point in his Times interview. These people aren't motivated by money.
What is the situation? Well, Mr. Holloman said it in the TV last night that the Cubans that were indicted all said they did this because they were afraid of a government to be taken over by the communists.
Incidentally,
I think that idea of a government supporters You know, the economic thing is moving well. I read these figures that have been coming in here. You know,
Detail.
Personal
income.
Personal
income. Yeah.
And the retail trade sales and everything. I mean, it's the thing is moving. And,
I don't understand why the market doesn't do better. Because profits are also just
super high. I think the market's highly psychological. That's still in the election. You know, what's wrong? The market's still all right. What is it, about 940?
Yeah, 940, 950.
It's in that range. It ought to be 1,000. But what the hell?
It doesn't need much of a kick to hit 1,000. 50 points is a pretty easy
50 thing. Points when you're adding to 950 is a hell of a lot. 50 points when you're adding to 600 is a hell of a lot. But my view is this. You worry too much about the market.
If the market just stays where it is, we're in good shape. And there's no way it can do anything substantially worse. It can fiddle them a little bit here and there, but it can't take the drops like
you know. What happens to the market on the industry? I do read that because I'm sure you will think the markets are. I'm one of them. If that ABC on the next right to market starts, he's back. And that's what Carol very funny did. Basically, you know, every time the market goes up, it just leads to the government down. It goes down because of fear. Everything that's a jab about is just bullshit.
Yeah.
You know there's a bunch of assholes we're talking about out there. You know it. Right?
Yeah.
That's what makes that average guy decide where he's going to go to his broker and buy 1,000 shares of IBM. You these places come. See, I'm a little worried about whether or not Henry Kissinger had any success at the event. And that's the goddamn writer. Would you agree or not?
Yeah.
Trying to talk. Anyway. The present time. Money there, but there is money there. You know that.
Oh, hell. you save any money by it. It's a point of philosophical whether you should be doing it.
People that are childcare types and so forth.
But you will save money. You'll save a hell of a lot of money by cutting when you start adding those things up.
I think we will. But anyway, we're going to, we've got to, and you see that's the direct contrary of what our people are now then doing, I mean, the domestic council staff and so forth, in terms of what are the programs for our next year. I was reading, and I must get this from you so you have the exact quote on what it is. Lakes Disraeli is a very effective analysis of what happens to parties of reform. And Lake compared Gladstone to an exhausted volcano. Gladstone, you know, had this enormous reform period, and his administration went on and on and on, and everybody said he's in forever. And then whack! Disraeli, in about 1964 and so forth, when Disraeli was 68 years of age, he was prime minister.